Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, this is unbelievable tonight. For those of you living under a rock or on the moon who still haven't understood how crazy the opposition's attitude has gotten towards this illegal alien invasion, this should win you over if nothing else ever did. Massachusetts State Representative Pam Richardson, she's a Democrat from Framingham. Pam Richardson wants to give full voting rights to illegal aliens and wants to add that issue to the state Democratic Party's official platform. Do you hear what I just said? One of the most precious, closely guarded, cherished things that can happen in this country, that is the American vote. This broad, this stupid broad, wants to give it away to illegal aliens. Now, talk about stupid. When giving her reasons, she said that there was a lack of respect offered to illegal aliens. Now, let me see if I get this right. A lack of respect for illegal aliens. Unbelievable. She said, quote, throughout history, there have been certain groups of people who are not treated with respect and dignity. I see that situation in the way undocumented individuals are treated. I'm uncomfortable with it. I am actually looking for ways to change that, end quote. I mean, come on. Where do you start? She's actively looking for ways to change it. That's where we come in, Miss Richardson, because we have zero respect for illegal aliens. In fact, we detest them with extreme prejudice. We detest the presence of illegal aliens in this country. And what we equally detest is the piss-poor pandering politicians like this stupid broad who've taken an oath to uphold all the laws and uphold none. That's what angers me. Here's a broad who's put in charge of something, was elected to office, and now she's telling us we should look the other way and let these people vote because they haven't been respected. They ain't supposed to be respected. This broad is stupid. No illegal alien should get one iota of respect in this country under any condition. Ever. Never. But she seems to think they should. Unbelievable. No wonder when asked what the response was to her outrageous proposal, she said, quote, I've been receiving a lot of emails and phone calls, and I'd say that 90% are not in favor of this proposal. No blank. Are you kidding me? No caca, lady. Really? 90% against what you're trying to do. That shocks me that somebody would say, oh, no, we don't want illegal aliens to vote. 90% said no voting for illegal aliens. What a stupid, stupid reason to do something because of respect and dignity to let illegal aliens vote. To be honest, I like the proposal. I really do, to be honest. And it's not tongue-in-cheek, folks. I like it. And here's why. Because all it did when she came out with this idiotic proposal, see, Democrats are stupid. Republicans are idiots. But Democrats are stupid idiots. Democrats will do things that just kick them right in the butt. She should have known the backlash was going to be there. She should have known people were going to be pissed off. She should have known that people would be so angry that they would rise up against her and her thing that she was going to let them vote. But no, she didn't have sense enough to know that. She said, let me throw this out here and see what happens. I could have told her what was going to happen. I wouldn't have, because I liked her doing it. But my point is, she should have been smart enough. Just like when 500,000 of them marched in the street, didn't they know that was going to awake the sleeping giant? No, and they keep doing it. They keep waving the flags. I'm going to tell you folks one of these nights what I would do, the things that I would do if I was on the other side. And you know what? It would be easier to win if I was on the other side, because I would show them what wins and what doesn't, what works and what doesn't, what's stupid and what isn't. They don't have that much sense. This is a stupid, stupid broad. This is an ignorant politician, and the people that voted for her are equally as stupid up there in Framingham, Massachusetts. But more than that, tonight, I got to say, lady, I've heard some stupid reasons to do stupid things, but this takes the cake. Pam Richardson of Framingham, Massachusetts, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. What a stupid, stupid, stupid broad. Can you imagine going to give away the vote? Just give it away. Unbelievable.